Some translations have this as the counselor, but counselors kind of come and go. They can be with you one day of the week and they're gone for the rest of the week. So I've rested on this translation. I think it's a helpful one. It is this: the Holy Spirit is your advocate. He's there to encourage you with what he says and be there on your side. Do you need an advocate for your life? This last week, it was reported. Do you know how much money was spent on mental health in the United States in 2021? $225 billion on supporting mental health. 10 years ago, that number was $60 to $75 billion. So in one decade, we've gone from $60 billion to $225 billion. And there are all sorts of technologies being developed right now to bring that cost down. One of them I heard about this last week was an app called Youper. Really neat. How many of you have heard of Youper? Or have the app on your phone? Now think about this, Youper. Youper uses our artificial intelligence to come up with questions to reach out to you each day through your phone. And the idea is through questions based on data and research, they can help your cognitive behavior to go in a better direction. It is now believed 2 million people use the app called Youper. Now, there's nothing wrong with this. Technology is absolutely amazing. But you see, we also have the Holy Spirit that speaks to us. That's an advocate that says that you belong to God, that you are his child. That fills us up. Right there from Jesus in verse 16, the Holy Spirit is your advocate. Secondly, the Holy Spirit is our guide to the truth. This comes from verse 17 when Jesus says the Spirit of truth. What that is the idea here is that the Holy Spirit heightens our awareness of Jesus. Last week in my message, I talked about Jesus being the truth. A lot of people say they teach the truth. Jesus is the truth. And the Holy Spirit's role in our lives is to heighten our awareness for Jesus. He's here in the supper. He's here when we share and love one another here in our congregations. He's there when we pray. The Holy Spirit heightens our awareness for Jesus. See, we need to be fitted with the tools to see certain things. And if we're not fitted with those tools, we won't see how special and unique things are. So here's some examples. You could show an astronomer the night sky on a summer evening. And if you show an astronomer the night sky, they're going to see the constellation and special alignments, and then they might go nerdy on you and like share a whole bunch of details, overshare and this sort of thing. And an astronomer just is wowed and amazed by what they see in the night sky. You place an ordinary guy like me out there to look at the sky, you know what I see? I see darkness and just sprinkles that remind me of donuts. I'm not equipped. I can't see the stars and the alignments. Place a plant in front of a botanist. You know what's going to happen? They're going to get excited. Their eyebrows are going to be raised, and they're going to tell you everything about the plant, and they're going to go nerd on you. They're going to tell all these details that you never knew about the plant, and they're going to be wowed and amazed. Place a plant in front of me, an ordinary guy. You know what I'm going to say? Dang it, that's something that's going to be dead in about 2 weeks. I love plants. I just can't figure it out. Place a person in front of a doctor, and a doctor's going to see maybe an arm that's not the way it should be or a knee that doesn't function the way that it should be, and they get excited about these things, looking at people. You place someone in front of an ordinary person, it's just an ordinary person. So you got to be fitted with the tools to see something special. The Holy Spirit is that tool that sharpens our eyes to see Jesus in a phone call, in the receiving of the body and blood, in a prayer. Without the Holy Spirit, see, we're just going to see Jesus. That's just an ordinary guy and not all that special. The Holy Spirit guides us to truth. The Holy Spirit is also, and this isn't from our text, but I want to add it on here as an encouragement for us on Mother's Day. Because there are some people that maybe So Mother's Day can be sad for some people. It's happy for others, but it can be a sad day for many different reasons. The Holy Spirit is the finisher, the closer. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 says this, "He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ." The Holy Spirit brings everything to completion.